We're all black.
We say New York, where are we sending that?
Good.
That's apparently the more in town part, the smaller the term cannot apply.
Long Island is not New York. Long Island is its own entity.
Okay. Okay, everyone, I just want to finish up the fact base. Then we'll have Chumash, and then we'll wish everyone a Chag Hashem Sameach, and then please God, we'll resume on Thursday after Pesach. And maybe we'll do some more Pesach and more Chumash, and then we have to do some more Kedushin things, you know, for a couple of weeks, and then do Chazara. Okay, I just want to show you page 8. The Riyaz. Near Be'enai, the Balabayas and Zamen Orchim, the Shulchan of Lokachet Bechem Katicha, that a Balabayas invites somebody and he takes a Katicha, Fikidash Bosa Isha. And he's Mekadesh, a woman with the Chaticha, the Kudashus. See the Riyaz? She'ein Balabayis Makbir Aleim. Im Yasu Kol Chavtseim, Bim Nisotseim. Because Balabayis is not Makbir. So that's the Riyaz. That if you have a canadle at this, and you Mekadesh Anisha with the canadle, it's Mekudashus. And that's quoted in the Ramah, in Hilchas Kedushin, on page 9. Says the Ramah, Areich sheyoshev etzel balabais v'notel chelko v'kiddish bo havi mekudeshes. That's the Riyaz. So the Mogen of Beis Shmuel is going to have a kasha. Look what the Beis Shmuel asks in Mem Vav. Avogav the Isabar Chaim Simon Kufayin Orchim Ein Rosh Hashanah. We told Mufneim Litein Levno. So I chlom the Davka Levno Lo Yitein. Rosh Hashanah Kadosh Bo Isha. Chaim Litein Zel Zeh. So what's his kasha? In other words, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to take home for your kids. So then why is this good? And the Taz has the same question in the bottom. In the Orchim Rashayim Litein, in Mashal of Neim, of No Vito, so, and Kei Nadal Rishus. Kei Choshukhen, so Litein Acherim, so Lob Rishus, but Amai Yochol Kaddish, but Kei Nira Dein Kan Kedushin, El Sofek. So the Tas is an economy, it's no good. It's a Safek Kedushin. Because I thought you're not allowed to give to other people. So what's the Beis Shmuel's answer? Beis Shmuel says, you can't give to your son, but you can be Mekadosh and Isha. What's the shot in the Beis Shmuel? Whereas the Riyaz, the quote in the Ramah says, if he takes something, he takes his piece of chicken on the table is Mekadosh and Isha, Mekudeshes. But the Beis Shmuel has the kasha. Here, let's see what the kasha is based on. Take a look on page 10. Sadi Dal Ramal. Who?
Beis Shmuel?
Well, yeah. The Taz says, look at the verse in Chul and Sadi Dal on page 10. Ein Orchim Hashem Litei Mimashal of Neim Lubno Vito Shal Balabais. Okay, not Lub Shus Mi Balabais. Whereas you can't give the stuff that is on your plate, Levno Bito. Now I assume what it means is that the Bno Bito are not here at the table. So he's going to take home. So that you can't do. Now the case of the Isha, I assume the Isha was at the table. So she had the right to get that piece of chicken also. Right? So you took that piece of chicken, so then you became a Mekadosh. This case is, no, to bring home. But I guess the Taz understood that if it really belongs to you, that you should be able to bring home. You could just put the piece of kugel in your pocket and bring it home if it really belonged to you. So the fact that you can't do that, doesn't it show that it doesn't really belong to you? So that's what the Taz says. He thinks suffik b'kudeshus, because it's not so poshut that the food belongs to you. Maybe you're just getting rishus to eat the food of the balabait, but not that you have ownership of the food.
Is this a legal status of just rishus to use something?
Well,
is this a legal status of just rishus?
Yeah, in other words, I can give you rishus to use something, it doesn't mean I'm giving it to you a matana.
It's more than to use something, because once I've done it, you can't
reuse
it.
Right. It's not like I'm lending you my sweater.
Yeah, or your car. It's not such a rishus.
Anyway, this, I thought that it was because the story of the kid came and they gave it to the kid, his actions and whatever. So the Baal Bayis was upset, and he ended up, a lot of people were killed and ended up dying because of that. But it's like, we're not worried that if you give it to another guest at the table, maybe we're not worried about that.
Yes, we should read that Gemara. Take a look on page 10. In other words, the Gemara says, you know, on page 10, the Tzadi Dalet, Eina Orchim Rashon Lite Mimashal of Name Levno Levitoshal Balabais. In other words, you can't take your food that you got from the Balabais, you can't take it home to give to your kids, unless you got Rishus. Like sometimes, you know, you go to a bris and, you know, you see cookies and, you know, you take it home to your kids. But that's like either you got Rishus. Understand? But at the Shabbos table, so it's not necessarily implied that you have rishus to start packing up the you have a piece of kugel there, take a piece of kugel home with you.
And here it's dafka, the Baal Bayis is chosen because of the Maisa.
Yeah, so what's the case? Let's see the Maisa. Maisa ve'echot shezimen dimul orchem. Somebody invited three guests, b'shnei batzoros. In a time of famine, he invited three guests to his house. V'lo ha'yolo l'anich l'fneim, ella shalosh beitzim. So they had what? Three beitzim of food. Bo b'no shal b'al b'ayis notal echad mehem, chalko v'nosin lo, chen sheni v'chen shlishi. So what happened? Moshe? So who took it?
The kid of the Baal
Bayis took.
And he gave it to him.
What?
No, the guest gave it to the kid.
The guest gave it to the kid of the Baal Bayis. Ba'al Baal Bayis, not alechad mehem v'chelko v'nosan lo v'chein sheini v'chein shlishi. Ba'al Aviv shel tinok motzo sh'ozik echad b'piv v'shnayim b'yodov chavto b'karko v'meis. So then he got very upset that his son got the food. What did he do? He hit the kid, and then he died. And then the mother saw what happened, and she jumped off the roof. And then he jumped off the roof. Rav Yaakov Dovah said, "Nergu givim lefashos miyisrael."
What? Very high strung family.
Very high strung.
Very old.
Very not happy.
Why is it?
Oh, so we'll look at the Rambam for a second on page 11. Also, the Orchim Vitol Klum Imashin Lefneim Vitain Biad Bado Obito Shel Balabais. So here he's not even talking about the Orchim's kids. He's talking about the Baal Bayis's kids, right? Oh. Wow. Okay. Page 11. Shem is Bayis Balasudan. Because maybe if they're going to give away food to the kids, then the Balasudan might get embarrassed that there's not enough food. So So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on page 12, Ein Orchim Nechnos Meis Balabais, Ein Marshal Lito Bnei Lito Lebno Lavdo Shal Balabais, Ken Nodlo Shus Balabais. So it's not even what I said. Originally I was saying to take home to their own kids, to take home to the Balabais' kid, to even give to the Balabais. So that's the Beis Shmuel's Kasha on page 9, that if you hold that the food on your plate is your food and you can be Mekadosh and Isha with that food on the plate, so how come you can't give to that food to the Balabais' kid? So he says that's a special din libno, because what's the din, I guess, because there you're going to lose the food. You're giving it to someone else who's not at the table. But the Isha's at the table, so then she could receive it. It's not going to... The Taz says, you see from there, that in the Hanami, you don't fully own the food. And that's why the Taz holds it Sofek Mekudeshes. This is all discussing whether you need Lachem for Matzah. And if you need Lachem for Matzah, so the question is the food you get... you come to my Seder, I give you Matzah, are you... Do you have bailus, or do we have to do zchiyah or a special hachnoah? So if you hold that the food at the table is yours, that every person who's invited is, so that's lachem. But if you hold that there's limitations, so maybe it's not lachem. The machne has a piece in the Kuntras Achron on page 17. Says Hikshat Taz Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, the Ramah quotes as Riaz that an Areach that is at the table and he has his portion of food, he could give that food to a woman and Mikadosh Anisha. So the Rabbi Shmuel and Taz ask a kasha from the Gemara in Chulin and the Shulchan Aruch Ein Orchim Rasham Litol, that they're not allowed to take the food and give to the children of the Balabais. So that's why the Taz says, you see from there that it's not really your food. Well, so on page 18, the Kuntras Achron of the Machta says, "Lulu divrei mei nira the lo kasher midi, taydi kol mei nashayim lo havi al vider cheres." In other words, it's not that it's a gezel; it's not derech cheres to do that. In other words, technically speaking, you can put food in your pocket and take it, whatever, but that's not derech cheres. So in Ochanami, so that's why the Machna thinks the kasha is not a kasha, because it's only a din in derech eretz. But mitzad hilchas mamonos, you taka own the food that is placed on your plate. In the milu da moraim shem hilchas derech eretz. So v'lo l'havi gezel gomer shenosin l'acher. Teidudim hikdish ha'orech es chelko hikdish or hikdish. In other words, if a person has food on the table and wants to makdish the food, it's kaddish, even though you can't be makdish something that's not yours. The can't have that in Masechet Me'ilah. Oh, so that he quotes in Masechet Me'ilah, "Im omer tein basar la'orchim." Yeah, you see the Mishnah here. Hashliach asher shlichuso balabais bo. Lo asher shlichuso hashliach mo. Teisa, omer tein basar la'orchim. Page 19. Tein basar la'orchim. Somebody says, give meat to the guests. V'nosan lahem. Kaveh. V'nosan lahem basar. Kaveh v'nosan lahem basar hashliach mo. In other words, if he gives them the wrong type of food, then he's not a shliach. Abel otem hem chaticha chaticha v'homer tol shtayim v'hem nadol sholosh kula mol. In other words, if he does the right thing, if he does the right shlichus, then, you see, normally we say ein shliach l'dvar vera, but by me'ila there's yesh shliach l'dvar vera. By me'ila there's yesh shliach l'dvar vera, but you have to do the shlichus. If he says, give the carrots to the orchim, now, say the carrots belong to Hekdesh. So when you give something of Hekdesh away, that's Mi'ilah. There are two types of Mi'ilah, like Rav Shecht always says. There's Mi'ilah of Hanah and Mi'ilah of Hotzah. If you use something, that's Mi'ilah of Hanah. If you give something away, that's Mi'ilah Shel Hotzah. So if he said, give, in other words, the Baal Bais tells the Shliach, okay, give these potatoes to the, go serve the potatoes now, and give him potatoes. But he gives carrots instead, so he didn't follow the Shlichus. So then, but if he gives the potatoes, once he gives it to the Oreach, and if he, then the Baal Bais is Maal, because he did his Shlichus. But if it's only when you give something to the Oreach, you're only giving him permission to use, you're not giving it to him b'matana, then it's not a Hotzah, then it shouldn't be a Din Mila. So the Machna says, by the fact that the Gemara says is a Din Mila, that because if I have something of Hektesh, I give it away, I motzi it my Rishus, that's a Din Mila. So, and when you do, you give it to the Oreach, that's a Din Mila. So you see that there's, that giving it to Oreach, you're giving it to him b'matana, because if you're just giving it to him for Ishtamshus, then, and it's still yours, that's not a Hotzah Mirishus. So that's what he said. The Mokain, back to the Machna, page 18. Hadam Rinusechel Mi'ila, im momar tein boson la'orchim, im not lo mal, balabayis miad, to the Mashmah of Atosis, Rish Perakayish Mekadish, to the end of Zazchayv Lormina, l'bishashin not lo yotzel l'chulun, he named the Higdisho in Hektesh, Akamilim in the Dorim, Maisa Beishorn, the Mormon Amanashi Yochal Abed, Omer Chacham, Kol Matonish, in Higdisho in Hektesh, in a Matona. Him Cain, Lo Yotza Lechulin, Va Mai Mal. Cain Masher of Tosis, Vod of Smuchim Shukhon, Vim Yashin, Nosin Lehem Lechol, Havishina Yishus, Tvana Matona Mur, Ela, Shanichal Ela Balabayas Yosim, Hu Ochal Ba'atzmo. So he says, you see from here that when an Oreach is given something, it's his. He owns it. Ah, so why is it you're not allowed to give it to the kids of the Baal HaBayis? That's just a din of derech eretz. Well, it's just not, you know, it's just not nice that you're taking food from the table and you're giving it and you're deplenishing, you know.
So what everyone died from, that's very.
Because they didn't stop. It wasn't nice what they did. So, of course.
Yeah, of course. The kids.
What?
The kid took the.
So it was. And then the last thing in the Sefer. So that's an interesting riot that Machna brings from the Din of Me'ilah. And you see from here that L'chora, your Shabbos guests, they own the food. Once the food is put on, the question is, at what point do they own the food? So they own the food from the point that they put it on their plate, they pick it up, or after when they. So he's assuming they own the food right away, as soon as it's given to them.
Where's the Kenyan? Assuming we help, you need a Kenyan. What sort of Kenyans?
Yeah, what's the Kenyan?
The medium is obviously
picked it up.
Not necessarily done that way. It's certainly not talking because you mapped it up. The very least, if the person eats it, that should be the Kenyan.
Right. Because once he chews it, but it's mashma from the poskim here that it's before that, because
it's not mashma from Eila.
Why? I mean,
person could have ate it.
Right, but it's mashma that he's moiled right away. No. There's a discussion here.
The person's giving bus service, we're assuming the person's going to take it.
So the Marit, just, I mean, he quotes from the Marit. Here. Take a look, page 16. So OJ Shlistapek, so Orchim and Mesubi Mezel Balbais, Im Zochim, the Madoseim, Mishe Yalbihun, he says, what's the pshat? When an oreach is zochah for the Baal Bayis, when is he konen? Soon as he picks up the chicken? Or only when he puts it in his mouth? Or say the Baal Bayis takes it, you put a chicken on the face, and the Baal Bayis takes it back from you, and then he's Mekadesh and Isha with it. Because if he was Konet, as soon as he picked it up from the serving plate onto his plate, so then if the Baal Bayis takes it back, it's Gezel, because he gave it to the Oreich. It's the Oreich's piece. So Mele, when
about a regular
Oreach
who just took it off the serving plate
as
a Kaddish
woman, it might be suffix if it was in his beginning. Right, because he didn't chew it yet. Right. So it's, but it's mashma from the Ramah that you get it right away, right? Because the Ramah says you can, that the Riaz, the first Riaz we did today. So the shittas that hold that as soon as you magbia you kona, hold you can mekadesh an isha with it. The shittas that hold that is on the side that it's only when you chew it, so that obviously you're not going to be using that to be mekadesh an isha subsequently. Hope not, as we mentioned yesterday. So then, so the pasha pshat is that it's so the hagba, that will be the answer to your question. The hagba when you picked it up. For him to eat, that's.
You can make a very strong. If you need to mitzvah him, I'm not sure that will work in all cases.
Yeah, you don't see most people might be mocking to pick up the chicken to mitzvah him off the.
A tefach I could hear, but to mitzvah him.
So maybe we follow the sheet of a tefach. Machlokas Rashi tells.
Yeah, but when it's a for the suffix issues is, but the vadoyas it's not so.
Yeah. And then the last thing, the Mitzvah Chochmah wants to make a distinction on page 21 on the arrow. Nirlani has 90 barbs. He has the Shmaya. The Chochmah will pliki yizach ha'areich b'kelto kolon shenosn lo toch piv hakeke shel ba'al bayis hechim lohem sudosim b'veis al shulchano. Because he wants to say that Kol Kiyagal Nishas Sudan Rechaz Al Adev Vaz Havais Nosan Lorech Manosu Biyodo Voi Shechver Beveso Davka. So then, if he's giving, he's inviting you to your house and everyone's eating in the house of the Baal Bayis, so then you can have this suffix. But if he's giving you food to go, that's clear that you own that food now, because it's to go. Right? So that obviously it's yours. But if it's not to go, it could be the pshat is that he's just letting you eat his food. So the food that you're taking to go, that's for sure, you can take that meatball and, again, I'm not recommending you doing any of this. But this is all to the discussion of whether matzah needs lachem, and whether you get, and then we discuss in Rosh Sternbuch that maybe just the fact that you're allowed to eat it, that's enough of a lachem. Right? And then we discuss the Emek Yeshua, whether, lachem, he also holds you need lachem, and the difference between challah and matzah. Okay, Rabotzai. There's more to say, but I think this is the main things that I wanted to say with these packets. So, Baruch Hashem, I just want to make a conclusion here, that we've been doing Yonizchia, and then we were able to tie in to Hilchas Pesach, The concept of the Mechiris Chomesh through Schia, the comments whether you need Lachem by Matzah, the Machlokes Shagas Aryeh, Hein Mekir Shua, the Gemara in Bava Kama, what's the difference between when you steal the Chala. So you should go through those in Yonim. It's very, so we, and Be'ez Hashem will do more Schia things we'll be doing, and Shlichas things and things like that. I wish the year was longer, we could, but we'll still have much to do. And now we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to do Chumash, and then we'll wish everyone a Chag HaShavuot Sameach.